I took this picture when I was driving through Kansas recently, and the drive through Kansas can be kind of boring, and I say that as someone who has spent his whole life in the Midwest. There's just a lot of flat prairie, a lot of flat plains, not a whole lot of what you would imagine as interesting photo opportunities, certainly nothing like Colorado or New Zealand or anything like that. But there is, if you look hard enough. Case in point, this center pivot sprinkler. I saw this, I was driving north on Highway 81, and I saw this on the left side, kind of in the distance, and I thought, hey, that might be cool, I'll give it a try. So I turned west on a dirt road, drove a couple blocks, and got out of my car, and I spent about 10 minutes looking for a way to photograph this center pivot irrigation sprinkler. And I ended up liking this photo the best, but I had to do a bit of fixing in post to bring out the colors, the blue of the sky and the browns on the decaying corn crops. But really what was going through my mind the whole time, this might sound silly, was a crate dragon from Star Wars lumbering across the plains. And this is something that they hinted at in Star Wars episode 4. C-3PO is walking across the desert of Tatooine, and he comes across this massive skeleton of a huge beast, and it's just sort of there in the background, and we're never even told what it is. In the Star Wars lore, we learn it's called a crate dragon, but it's just sort of an afterthought, and George Lucas used it to augment this desert scene he was creating, and without calling attention to this big old skeleton in the background, you kind of got the sense that there was a lot of life and history to this desert planet, a lot more than what they let on just by watching 3PO and R2-D2 and Luke Skywalker and stuff like that. So that was going through my mind as I'm looking at this massive sprinkler here, and I wanted to capture that sense with a photograph. And this might sound silly to those of you who grew up on a farm and you're thinking, whatever, it's an irrigation sprinkler, it's not a big deal. But I haven't lived on farms. I've lived in cities, not very big cities, but cities my whole life. And I'm the guy who stands around and looks up at skyscrapers whenever I'm in a big city, or what to me is a big city. And I just stand there going, wow, look at that. That building is so tall. And I don't know, man, tall buildings, big machines, these are really cool. And I hope I always think like that, even if I do end up living in a big city someday. But the cool part about this photo was if you look in the background, you can see another one. Oh, man, that was so awesome. I imagined that these two massive irrigation sprinklers were actually two crate dragons, part of a big old herd, and they're lumbering slowly across the plains looking for food and leaving tracks and sort of conquering everything in their path. And it just created this cool scene in my mind, and I hope that came across in the photo. This photo uses a technique called leading lines. And if you want a good tutorial on that, Google Leading Lines Photography or Leading Lines Mike Brown. He's a guy on YouTube who just has tons of cool photography tutorials. What my intention is here is that you'll look at the top right-hand side of the photo first and see the irrigation head on this sprinkler. And then your eye will sort of be led down to the bottom left corner, and you'll see there's more to the photo. And that's what the idea is behind leading lines, is that you use lines intentionally in your photo to draw the viewer's eyes to certain parts of your photo and to accentuate certain parts of your photo. Honestly, I'm really happy with how this turned out. I took maybe a dozen shots, and this one I think turned out the best. I shot this at f8, ISO 200 in aperture priority, so the shutter ended up being 1/350th of a second. I wanted no depth of field at all, and the smaller your aperture, the less depth of field you have, but you have to find that spot where, like, I could have gone down to f11, f16, but really I didn't need to, because I f8 was it worked fine in terms of having no depth of field, and much smaller would have slowed down the shutter too much, and this is all handheld. So I picked settings, and I think it worked out fine. The lesson here, and I know I'm running kind of long here, the lesson is think like a child. My kids, I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, they see beauty and wonder in everyday objects like pots and pans or sticks in the yard, or they'll see a plane flying overhead and just stop and watch it for a while. And it's amazing how when you look at kids, the whole world is new to them, and they see so much wonder in things that to us just are ordinary, everyday, boring things. And if you can try and see things around you through the eyes of a child, you might be surprised at what you might find and then be able to capture with a photograph, but you'll probably have a lot more fun in the process than you would otherwise.